With satellites becoming smaller and much cheaper to make, some in Australia's space industry hope these developments will allow the nation to play a lead role in a new era of exploration. They're on the cusp of what's being dubbed Space 2.0, which involves smaller companies joining the space race. Gavin Coote reports.
There are thousands of satellites in the Earth's orbit, and you'd be right to imagine them as being large and expensive bits of technology. But the dawning of a new era, known as Space 2.0, is turning that idea on its head.
The nature of the game has completely changed in Australia.
Andrew Dempster heads up the Australian Centre for Space Engineering Research at the University of New South Wales. He says the next phase of the space race will involve launching much cheaper and smaller items into our orbit.
Space 1.0, the first way that space was done, involved sort of big agencies driving the space business, large satellites built by large companies. Now, what's happening with Space 2.0 is access to space is becoming much cheaper, and so we don't need to look to those big companies. Even schools could build and launch a satellite these days, and they can be as small as a loaf of bread.
Alex Grant runs one of these small companies that already has bread loaf-sized satellites in space.
We're really seeing a democratisation of space as the barrier to entry is becoming lower.
Using these small and cheap-to-run satellites, his Adelaide-based startup connects items like farm water tanks and remote electricity meters with the internet.
And where they might have remote or mobile operations outside the footprint of cellular communications. So, you know, whether that's in outback Australia or at sea or in other parts of the world where connectivity is a problem, we can get that industrial Internet of Things data back into the cloud and let people digitise their businesses as a result.
But these new entrants bring challenges too, potentially adding to the growing amounts of space debris.
It's equivalent to what we've managed to do with air traffic control, except we're much earlier in the game with that. So maybe, you know, if you imagine where air traffic control was back in the 30s, maybe that's where we are now with space traffic control.
Phil Bland is a professor of space and planetary science at Curtin University. He's helping develop sensors which can track satellites and space debris in the increasingly crowded orbit.
We can build a system that is a cost-effective solution, sees a huge area of sky, but picks satellites with really great precision. We get great precision on orbits and we see a huge fraction of the total catalogue that's up there.
The future of space research in the industry is being discussed at a conference in Adelaide this week. It comes hot on the heels of the Prime Minister's $150 million pledge to help NASA's next missions to the Moon and Mars. Professor Andrew Dempster says it's an enormous opportunity for the Australian space sector.
The space industry is very vibrant and quite different to space industries elsewhere. All these small companies all coming along at the same time. So all of this has happened independent of the agency, and I think the agency is only now going to start facilitating that growth.
Andrew Dempster from the Australian Centre for Space Engineering Research and Gavin Coote reporting there.